Havana Risha, rash rash rash. Havana Risha, rash rash rash. Havana Risha, rash rash rash. Barashanim. Happy Purim. It's almost Purim this weekend. This Saturday night and Sunday is Purim in Yerushalayim, in Jerusalem. It's Purim on Sunday night and Sunday for Shushan Purim. It's very exciting. And there's so much to share about Purim, and I only have a couple minutes. So I will just share one thing, and that is the Baal Shem Tov taught a very valuable lesson based on the Mishnah, on a Jewish law that says, if you read the Megillah, the story of Purim, if you read it limafreya, then you have not fulfilled the obligation of reading the Megillah. So what does limafreya mean? So in the context of the Jewish law, it means that you read it backwards or you read it out of order. But the Baal Shem Tov, the founder of the Hasidic movement, teaches that what does it mean on a spiritual level? It means that if you read the Megillah backwards in the past, as if it's some event that happened in history, then you didn't really read the Megillah. You didn't fulfill your obligation on Purim. We have to recognize that the Megillah, the story of Purim, is a story that's relevant now to us in the year 2024 and next year in 2025. It's relevant right now. One way to experience that is to realize that what is the story speaking about on a metaphysical level? The actual story is the king, he gets rid of his queen, he needs to search for a new queen, he picks Queen Esther, he picks Esther, who becomes queen, and Haman, the bad guy, he wants to kill all the Jews, and then Esther saves the day by saying, no, I'm Jewish, and you got to get this wicked Haman out of here, and everything's turned over, and the day is saved. But spiritually speaking, the king, this represents God. And what happens is that Haman, the evil forces in the world, they want to destroy the Jews. As we see clearly from October 7th and on, we see this very clearly in our times. But this is the story of the Jewish people from history. They want to kill the Jews, and the Jews call out. They call out to the king. They call out to God, and they say, save us, help us. My people are being destroyed. And they do teshuva, they repent, and they turn towards God. And what happens, just like in the story, the king gives Mordechai and Esther the power to overturn his previous decree and let the Jews defend themselves and become victorious. So too, God turns over the decree, making the Jewish people victorious over their enemies, where there's gladness and joyful hearts. And they're singing and dancing and celebration. So you should have a joyous, happy celebration this Purim. May you be blessed with only goodness and gladness and happiness and joy. Like it says in the Megillah, for the Jews there was light and joy, gladness and honor. Chag Sameach, Purim Sameach, and Shabbat Shalom.